This is 7AD, and Damien Leith is bringing his Roy Show, tribute to Roy Orbison with strings, coming up at the Parramatta Arts Centre in Devonport, also doing shows in Launceston and in Hobart. But for us at Devonport, it's Thursday the 24th of November. There's just a small sample of what you're in for, and he's on the line. Good morning, Damien.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to chat to you.
You've been dabbling with Roy for quite a while now, haven't you?
Yeah, look, I absolutely love his music. I love what he did with his voice. I mean, he had such an incredible voice and an amazing range. The songs are just fantastic to play.
Yeah. Well, speaking of his voice, falsetto, was that something you had to learn over the years, or were you naturally able to do that?
It actually turned out I was naturally able to do it. I didn't know when I first started singing. I was in a band, and somebody said, hey, let's do a Bee Gees number. Yeah. And I went, oh, geez, I've never tried something like that. And it was the Bee Gees that made me discover, oh, actually, I'm actually all right at doing falsetto.
Yeah.
So that was the turning point.
So what was the first Roy Orbison song you ever heard?
It was In Dreams. My next-door neighbour used to sing it all the time. And I was convinced that my neighbour wrote it until I finally found out, oh, no, Roy Orbison did.
Yeah. Look, what a catalogue to choose from, hey? I mean, how do you narrow it down?
Very hard, actually. You know, we're doing this show with a string quartet as well, so we're trying to pick songs that everybody loves, but also songs that really lend themselves to the strings the best. So it's a show full of hits.
So the string quartet and yourself, and have you got other band members? I assume you've got a bass guitar and whatever, or
no. It's a string show, so it's entirely myself, another guitarist, and four string players. So six of us on stage creating a beautiful sound of these Roy Orbison songs.
Do you have a favourite Roy song?
Probably for me, you know, Running Scared has become a real standard for me. I love Crying, and I love Only the Lonely, and all those, like the really well-known ones, but it's some of the lesser-known ones, like Running Scared or In Dreams, or those sort of songs that I always lean on. If somebody asked me to sing a song, that's what I would think.
My favourite, I mean, I love Blue By You, and I love Only the Lonely, which we're going to play in a minute, your version of Only the Lonely, which is great. But one of my favourites is a song that came late in his career around the time of the Travelling Wilburys, California Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Like a Beach Boys sort of song, yeah.
Yeah, I did a version of that. It ended up being a bonus track on my album. So I do every now and then in the shows as well. It's a great, great song.
Yeah.
It's got that massive high note at the end, yeah. You know. Just when you think he's finished, he hits you with this walloping massive note just to send you on your way.
Yeah. Left us with some great music. He had a bit of a tragic life, Roy, didn't he, really?
Terrible, terrible. The things that happened to him in his life. I mean,
children dying.
Yeah. Oh, terrible. And his wife, you know, his first wife dying as well. Awful, awful sadness in his life. You know, I mean, it's extraordinary that he managed to push through. You know, the sort of things that would just destroy someone.
Yeah.
But somehow he found strength to carry on.
So is there much narration during the show? Like, do you talk about the songs and the history of Roy, or is it just straight music?
No, I do. I have a lot of chats throughout the show. I'm really, really good friends with Joe Melson. Joe Melson wrote Crying and Blue Bayou and Running Scared and Cry and Only Lonely. So we write together all the time, and he shared so many stories about how the songs came about and his relationship with Roy. So I share a lot of those stories, and they're kind of exclusive. They're things that people don't really know.
Mm.
And it really adds a whole other element to the show.
Obviously, you're doing the Roy Show, but you've also got a recent solo album out as well, too, haven't you? Is it Superhuman?
Superhuman, yeah, I do, yeah. So I'm still still very much working on my original material as well. So I love the Roy Orbison stuff, but I also love writing, and I make a point of trying to do both all the time. So I'm always doing original shows at the same time as doing tributes or anything like that. So and I love that song, Superhuman. It's just has an Irish feel, and it's up tempo and positive. So it's good.
Tell me about your son. Has he been playing gigs with you or what?
Yeah. So I've got two sons and a daughter. My middle, the middle son, he's 15. He did his debut gig with me recently.
Fantastic.
It was one of my original shows, and he got up and played piano for the whole show.
That must make you feel just fantastic.
It was amazing. It was surreal and amazing. It was just so odd to think, because I was on stage, and at one point I was talking about, Australian Idol 16 years ago.
Wow.
And then it occurred to me there, and then it's like, 16 years ago, he wasn't even in the world. Yeah. And here he is now playing a gig with me. It's strange, but fantastic.
Idol's coming back too.
It is. It's back. And I'll be involved in it in a kind of a mentor capacity.
Right, okay.
Which is cool. But I'm thrilled to see it back. I think that show, it uncovered a lot of talent. And what I love about that show versus, say, any other show is just that gives a lot of focus on the contestants.
Yeah.
It gives them a chance to shine. I find some of the other shows, they give the judges a chance to shine.
Yeah. So with the Roy Show, I mean, obviously you do the Roy songs, but you also do some Travelling Wilburys stuff too, yeah?
Yeah, we do. We only do two. We do Handle With Care and End of the Line.
Oh, so, well, they're the biggest ones, yeah.
Yeah, two nice up-tempo songs. So, and again, it's our little ode to the Travelling Wilburys in there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I look forward to seeing this show at the Parramatta Arts Centre, Devonport. You've played there before, haven't you?
I did. I was actually there earlier in the year playing a Beatles thing.
Yeah, that's right. And great little theatre.
I love it. It's absolutely fantastic, and a great audience that turn up there. So I know we're getting close to capacity. So for anyone listening right now, don't wait too long.
Yeah. So the show is Thursday the 24th at the Parramatta Arts Centre, Town Hall Theatre. So you can get tickets online, parramattaartscentre.com.au. Then you're off to Launceston on Friday the 25th at the Country Club, and then down to Hobart Rest Point on Saturday the 26th. All right, mate. Well, listen, thanks for having a chat. And this show, people have been raving about it on social media. Actually, tell me the story about you got hacked. Is that right? Or a false Facebook?
I did. It's happening a lot. There's a lot of people getting hacked, and I was one of them as well. Apparently, there was a whole lot of messages going out to people under my name saying, oh, you know what, I'm a humble guy, and you can always get in touch with me. It's saying all this sort of stuff. I never sent those messages. Yeah, there's a lot of this going on. So I think the rule of thumb is if it looks like a dodgy account, it generally is a dodgy account.
Yeah. All right, we're going to play Only the Lonely, your version of this great Roy Orbison classic. Thanks for having a yarn.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.